Let us pray. Holy and loving God, thank you for your word that we have heard, for the hearts and minds who have kept it alive through the years, that we might hear it again, that we might receive through your word the bread which gives us life and hope. May we hear and know it as the truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This past week at Chautauqua, the preacher of the week was the Reverend Dr. Barbara Lundblad. Barbara is the professor of preaching at Union Seminary in New York City, and she's a Lutheran pastor, an excellent preacher. And on Thursday or Friday, she told the story of walking on the ground at Chautauqua earlier in the week. And she noticed a person who was standing looking at the facade or the front of the Lutheran house. Now, there are houses on the grounds of Chautauqua that are aligned with most of the mainline Protestant denominations, with Catholicism, and with Judaism, a brand new house for them this year. And the front of the Lutheran house has on the facade between the first and second floors, it says, Word alone, grace alone, faith alone. And as Dr. Lundblad walked past this person, she heard him exclaim, Well, which is it? Which is it that keeps us connected to God? What is it that God wants us to do? What is the proper way to worship God? Is there a right doctrine that we have to believe? Christians have been asking these questions since the early church. As Christians, what is it that we're about? What truly gives us life? Today we heard our second reading in 2 weeks from the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Last week, as I said, was the feeding of the 5,000. Today is the bread of life. And we're going to continue hearing from John chapter 6 for the next 3 weeks. 5 weeks on one chapter. It's for this reason that a number of ministers go on vacation at this time, because they just can't stand talking about one chapter for 5 weeks. Now, what we hear in the Gospel of John is, in many ways, the prequel to the Last Supper. Prequel that, you know, Star Wars gave us that word because the last three episodes happened before the first three episodes. We begin to hear echoes of Jesus saying at the Last Supper, Eat this remembering me. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But the people want to see miracles. They want manna. They want quail again. They want to be able to go out in the morning and just pick it up, as they did so many years ago. But Jesus says, you've got it all wrong. You first have to believe that I am the bread of life. That I am the staple of life. And they have to come to him. And the way they come to him is by living the life that he led, by following his example. And I think that when Jesus makes these statements like, I am the bread of life, or I am the way, the truth, and the life, I don't think he's so much as saying that I'm the only way to God. But I think what he's saying is that you've got to live my life. You've got to live the way I live. You've got to follow my example. I looked up staple in Wikipedia. I like Wikipedia because it has a different flavor than Funk and Wagnalls or whatever dictionary you want to use. But Wikipedia is, people can kind of add to or give their own take on a definition, but you've got to be careful of it for that reason. And sometimes it's not always right. But I looked up staple, and besides the description of a little metal fasteners, it says, a staple food is a food that can be stored for use throughout the year and forms the basis of a traditional diet. Staple foods vary from place to place, but are typically are inexpensive, starchy foods of vegetable origin that are high in food energy or calories and carbohydrate. The staple food of a specific cuisine may commonly be served as part of every meal, and its name may be used synonymously with food in some contexts, such as the references to our daily bread in the Lord's Prayer. A staple in terms of food is synonymous with food. It's, in other words, what they're saying is a staple is basically as basic as it comes. You can't get much more basic. But in many ways, lives depend on it. And it's interesting that all three of the Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, because they all count Abraham as their descendant or the beginning, all three lift up bread as a symbol of the basic stuff that gives life in the real world and in the spiritual world. In Islam, we hear things like, respect bread, it's from the blessings of the skies and earth. Whoever eats fallen bread from the tablecloth, for him there is salvation. In other words, you don't waste this stuff, because this is the stuff of life. This is the blessing of God. And even if it falls on the floor, you eat it. So at least maybe go by the 5-second rule. From the Jewish Shabbat prayer over bread, we hear these words. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Bread is a gift of God. A week ago last Friday, Barbara and I had the privilege of being a part of the Shabbat remembrance on Friday night with our Jewish friends, the Goldbergs, who stay in the house where we stay, and they are very good friends of ours. They lit the candles, said the prayer of blessing over the light of the candle, over the cup of wine, and over the bread. And then the bread was shared with all of us as a symbol of God's blessing on each of us. The bread we ate was the traditional challah, the braided bread, which our friend Donna had made and then taken to the Shabbat service to be blessed by the rabbi and then brought it back, and it was given by God to each of us as she passed it out. And it's in light of this that Jesus is designating himself as the bread of life. He is saying that he is God's blessing for us. As bread is connected to God through the blessings that God gives in water and sun and the grain itself, Jesus is God's blessing to us. That helps us to grow in the love of God. The bread of life has been given to all people. And all we have to do is believe it, to know that it is a blessing, and to celebrate it, and to eat it by following Christ. By following Christ, we take the bread of Christ into ourselves. And that's what we do each and every time we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. We celebrate and remember the blessing that God gave us in Christ. And we renew our pledge to eat the bread that we might know life and salvation. So which is it? Word alone? Grace alone? Or faith alone? Actually, I say it's all three. Because Christ is the Word of God. We hear at the beginning of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. And the Word of God brings us life and hope, and does so by His awesome grace. And we only need to trust and have faith in Him. Word alone, grace alone, faith alone. So, our brothers and sisters in the Lutheran house have it right. Jesus and His grace and our faith are the staples of life. Amen.